From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday that he and his party were ready for the election that was ordered by the Supreme Court.
We have a problem with our judiciary, but regardless, we respect, but we shall revisit.
Kenyatta cautioned the Chief Justice not to interfere with the electoral body so polls could be conducted as soon as possible. It is the second time since the court's ruling that Kenyatta issued a critical comment in public about the judiciary. Details about the court's ruling will be released within 21 days. One of Venezuela's most prominent opposition activists said Saturday that her passport was seized and she was barred from leaving the country for planned meetings with leaders in Europe. Bejan Hamdard has the details.
Lillian Tintori posted a photo on Twitter of herself at Caracas International Airport holding a document from migration authorities. The document ordered the seizure of her passport before she was to board an afternoon flight.
No explanation was given, but the move comes a day after she was ordered to appear before a judge Tuesday to answer questions about a large sum of cash found in her vehicle. Police in Cambodia arrested Kem Sokha, the leader of the country's main opposition party, in a surprise raid in his home Sunday morning. The government issued a statement afterward accusing him of treason. His daughter said more than 100 police officers arrived at his home around midnight to take him away in handcuffs. She said via Twitter that the police did not have a warrant for her father's arrest. For additional information found instantaneously on your mobile device, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News.